Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sink or Be Sunk, your World of Warships podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking a lot about some of the resources that are around to help you get better at the game, some of the resources that are available for newer players, some of the things that we have used to just, you know, learn things and learn about ships, learn about game mechanics, and etc. And my name is Helicopter Rescue. I'm your host, and my fellow hosts are Doomlock.
Hi.
Thanks everybody for joining in and listening to the episode. This is going to be a shorter one, with just that one focus that I mentioned earlier. And hopefully you can end the episode with a lot of resources available to you that you can take a look at. And everything we mention, all the links, all the channels, will be in the show notes. So you don't have to go searching or anything like that. And with that, I would like to start with Doom. Doom, what are you?
Well, the first major resource that a lot of players should most definitely take a look at is the official wiki for World of Warships. It is a player-built, Wargaming-run, player-built wiki that is maintained by the official wiki staff of World of Warships NA. We maintain the English form. And on board the wiki, you can see pretty much most of the information you'll ever need for playing the game at a decent level and understanding the ships that you're playing. We keep a article for each of these ships in game. It has all the stats for the ship, the range, guns, etc. We have basics of the game, economy, game modes, game mechanics, and other info about the game, all in one easy to find and neat little place here. It's been worked on since since mid of 2016, if I remember, and it's really, really well done wiki, and you should check it out whenever you have the chance. Plenty of tools there to at your disposal to help you learn.
I particularly like the wiki because when I was a newer player, this was one of the main resources that I used. You know, one of the main things that I want to say is the search functionality on the wiki is really, really helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you don't, you know, you're kind of looking for something, but you don't know where to start. And, you know, just popping in a word or two in the search function really helps me narrow it down a lot.
Exactly.
We also got to mention that the wiki itself, there's also the World of Tanks and World of Warplanes section. And if you play those games, yep, those are available to you also there. Since majority of the time when I go on the wiki, I'm looking about information about World of Warships, I generally stay in the Warships section.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other resources that are available to you is the worldofwarships.com website. How does that help me get better at the game? Or how does that help me improve my play? Well, it's just staying on top of things. It's information. That's where they post the patch notes, what's going to be changing about the game. That's where they post the public test and pertaining information to that, and where you can see what's going to be upcoming. A lot of historical videos and historical articles are featured on there to give you background on, you know, everything about warships and warships related, certain ships, this history behind, for example, AA guns and things that are just interesting about warships and the history behind it too. So as a player, knowing about upcoming, you know, game mechanic changes or major things that are going to happen, the official worldofwarships.com website is one of the best resources to find out and to take a look at when you want to know exactly for sure what's coming.
It's very good news article site. Well, of course it's very good. It's the only one. Or, well, it's the official one. Leading on from the official website, you've got the official forums, which are a very good resource to use when needing questions about ship builds, captain builds, how to play a ship, how to get better with your skill level, interact with the community, and also general news updates also pop up there too. The NA forums, at least, has a decent community with plenty of active members on board it. I myself am one who is on the forums quite regularly, as well as many other of the warships community and warships and the development team. Besides all that, you can also find plenty of historical related information. A whole section of the forums that's dedicated to history and stuff like that. You'll see plenty of historical posts if you came to learn about the actual ships themselves, or one of the World of Warships community contributors is exclusively on the, pretty much exclusively on the World of Warships forums, and you can see all their content on here.
I do like Little White Mouse's articles on ships, and as I mentioned in the first episode, that was also one of the resources that I used when I was a newer player, and just to kind of see and think about how more experienced players look at ships and what they think about those ships. And Little White Mouse is one of the best out there when it comes to article write-ups on upcoming ships and upcoming lines. The forum is also another place to where, you know, if you have any questions, you can post it on there and you can get answers from fellow players. You can also give feedback on certain things about the game there. There's a whole, you know, subsection of just for feedbacks and bug reporting and things like that. You know, on the other side of the coin, the unofficial side of that is the Reddit World of Warships community. It's different than the forums because it's run by players, it's moderated by players, and you can post stuff and you can ask questions and get feedback, and everything is just, you know, player run over there. And it's a very sizable community. It's a very large community that consists of many servers. There is, you know, Q&A with the developers over there too. So if you have a question about the game or something interesting to ask about, you can also find the developers over there and ask on their Q&A threads.
Yeah, I myself don't usually frequent the Reddit World of Warships, our World of Warships on Reddit, but I have gone there plenty of times to see the dev Q&As that Suboctavian does. It's very informative of either things currently happening, some things to come, mechanic questions, etc. It's really nice to go there at times and see him interacting with the community and showing that, hey, we're still part of the community. You can still come to chat with us and you don't have to worry about going through any red tape or anything to try and chat with them.
And I mean, they're pretty good about it. Like, you know, sometimes I'll just see them casually make a joke or a comment on Reddit, and it's, you know, they're involved in the community, and if you made a post, they would probably reply and say something. I found that pretty cool. You know, we talked about some of the official stuff. I personally, one of the things that I have tried to do, or what I use to get better, is watching Twitch streamers. Specifically, you know, one of the better players, or some of the community contributors, or, you know, the reputable community figures out there that stream, and it generally is very, very good for me. I found out in a, you know, every day, every battle situation kind of thing, when they play, you know, a random ship, or when they play, you know, a specific line, or they're grinding up and they're streaming it, you know, live. They're streaming themselves playing the game. They're streaming themselves, you know, how they use the tactics, how they play, you know, the certain ship, and etc. So I watch a lot of streamers such as Flatmoo, such as BFK for Life. A lot of carrier streamers I find interesting for sure, such as Femininely, Aaron when he streams carriers, Arun. I don't know, how do you say his name, by the way?
It's Arun.
Arun, when he streams carriers, I find that very interesting to watch. He's also a very good player and plays a lot of other ships too. I mean, I could go on the list and down. We've also had some streamers on, such as, you know, Sir Venom IK, and we've also had Volgar Viking on. So go on Twitch and look under the World of Warships section and take a look at that, or, you know, take a look at some of the Twitch streamers that I will be linking in the show notes.
Myself, I haven't followed the Twitch streamers too much. I think I have a patience issue with trying to watch streams for a long time or something like that. I don't know. Might be just me. But I can agree with you that streamers are pretty good to, you know, get a feel with some another side of the community. Some of the people who will, you know, might only play the game with just streaming and not anything else. And some of the community contributors are pretty much purely streamers almost, or at least most do their majority of their content with streaming. Femininely, Volgar are two primary ones that will do that. They'll still do YouTube content, but the majority content is Twitch. Speaking of YouTube, of course, YouTube is a very good and probably main source of information, gameplay feedback, and game learning that most people will go to when it comes to this game. Probably a lot of people have come to the game from YouTubers popular with wargaming, like the Mighty Jingles, or perhaps Sidestrafe or Quickie Baby beforehand, and have come to the game to learn about it, and have since found out not only obviously of the official World of Warships YouTube channels, but also YouTubers such as iChase, Gaming, Flamu, Arun also has a YouTube channel. Other community contributors such as Zoop and Notzer also are very good for getting resources for not only upcoming ships, but also gameplay wise. One of the community members started a YouTube channel for watching replays and critiquing feedback, Lord Zath, which has been a pretty good resource for analyzing your own gameplay and learning from it. It's been pretty successful so far, and I'm hoping it really continues with that.
Yeah, I really like, I've had one of my games featured, and I've liked his feedback, and some of the things he mentioned were, you know, very true, and things that I keep doing, or I do, and that I should be watching out for. I also watched some of his other videos just to kind of see and understand how other people play and what feedback he had for them. Flamu also does that, not all the time, but he's not dedicated like Lord Zath is, but he will do that once in a while, and I find that quite enjoyable. Flamu, I would say, is one of the little bit more of the advanced YouTubers that explain things really in depth and And don't get me wrong, you can watch his videos and go to it if you're a beginner or if you're, you know, kind of an intermediate or average player. You know, he does break things down, and you can watch out for things like that and see some of his videos.
Very much so.
Also, another great YouTuber that is very, very good and who is a good resource for beginners or players who are new to the game is iChase Gaming. He has a series called Captain's Academy, and they focus on, you know, specific like ship classes, or they focus on specific captain consumables, or, you know, generally speaking, captains. And he talks about things like how dispersion, just general, you know, things that are beginner or a newer player needs to understand or see to improve their gameplay. And I really like that, because when I started out the game, he was the first resource, him and Flemu. I watched his Captain's Academy video on cruisers, and I found that really, really helpful. You know, I've improved over time, and I do go back once in a while, you know, to watch a Captain's Academy video on certain things that I need to brush up on. Flamu, on the other hand, I really like Flamu because he breaks down stuff. He'll show you the advanced stuff. He'll show you some of the beginner stuff, and he'll cover certain, you know, he'll talk about certain ships and how to play them, and he'll talk about the strategy. He'll talk about how to play maps. He'll talk about how to read other people. And I really urge you to watch those two in combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them are very good players and very knowledgeable with the game, and certainly learn a lot from them. I think the last major sources of information are the social media platforms of World of Warships, Twitter and Facebook. But you can kind of group both together there. Twitter at World of Warships and Facebook World of Warships. Both are the main official social media platforms of the game. You get little, obviously, you know, social media stuff like daily or every other day, little tidbits, things, news. Some news articles are posted on there. Sometimes videos are, all manner of stuff. Streams are announced on there every now and again, whether that be from mostly the ones for World of Warships, though sometimes those are group ones, if I remember. So sometimes some World of Tanks, World of Warplanes sometimes. But in the end, all that manner of stuff. And in related to the Facebook side, at least, to World of Warships, there's also the World of Warships development blog, which is run by the development team of World of Warships, where they will post information of upcoming changes to the game. At times, they'll give a sneak preview of upcoming ships or upcoming campaigns, collections, etc. that come to the game. Just as an added bit of information to what's going to change in the near future or going to be added in the near future to the game. It's very nice that they added it not a few, like about half a year ago, and it's been a very useful resource ever since.
I like it because it kind of gives you a heads up and says, you know, these changes are going to be coming, or this game mechanic is going to be changed, and so, you know, changes aren't just like instant or, you know, sudden. So you kind of have a time to prepare for and see how your gameplay will change based on that. And for example, one of the things was the smoke changes. Before, you know, smoke was a complete concealment. You know, once you were inside smoke, nobody would be able to spot you until they were within the assured detection range of your ship. With the new smoke changes, you know, they kind of gave a heads up, they tested different things, and people had time to, you know, kind of prepare and see how their gameplay would be without smoke and stuff like that.
Been very useful. And I believe that's most, if not all, the major resources for the game, aside from, you know, playing the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose in relation, as a side note, the stat sites of NA of World of Warships Today, warshipstoday.com, and WoW's numbers. That's WoW's, yeah, WoW'sNumbers.com, are both useful for diving into your stats and seeing how they are, how you yourself as a player are improving over your span of gameplay with your win rate, your average damage, etc., etc. WoW's Numbers is particularly useful over Warships Day in the fact of it has a lot of the clan information. You can see, look up clans and the stats of the clans and stuff like that, which is extra added help.
And I really like the WoW Stats Numbers website, because if I'm struggling with a ship or if I'm having a hard time understanding it, what I do is I go on there and I go look at the leaderboards for the ship. And, you know, generally speaking, you know, the top 10 players, there's a reason why they're top 10 players in that ship. So I'll go ahead and send them a PM or a message or something and ask them, hey, you know, I'm having a hard time with this ship. You know, can you tell me about, you know, how you play? You know, what's your captain skills, where your modules are? So if you don't have, you know, if you're not in a clan that is, you know, that has a lot of players, has a lot of good players, you don't have a lot of fellow players to talk to in the game, you can always go on the WoW Stats Numbers, you know, look at one of the top 10 peoples for the ship that you're having problems with and talk to them. For example, I was having some problems with a Russian destroyer line, and I kind of went over and looked at the Tashkent, and I didn't do so hot in the tier 8 one, the Kiev. And I moved on to the Tashkent, I went over and looked at the leaderboard, and I talked to some of the people like Ruslan Bear 14 and BFK for Life, you know, and I asked him, hey, how do you guys play the ship? Can you tell me what the captain skills are? And you know, there's a lot of other ships that I need to do that for too. And, you know, there's, as new ships come on and as playstyle changes, you know, it's about looking out there and seeing who are the players, you know, who hold the top spots, who are the players who know how to play those ships or who know how to play those classes.
It's very useful to see which people, if you're having trouble with one ship, figure out which people are doing the best in it and ask them what you wish. And that kind of leads to kind of the final resource that I wanted to mention, and it's probably the best one, is the community itself. All these resources all have one thing in common, and it's something I've brought up each time I've mentioned it: the community. The World of Warships community has plenty of people well-versed in the game that will be more than willing to help you get better at the game, whether that be in your tactical gameplay, your positioning, you know, target prioritization, all that stuff, to ship builds, captain builds, how to play this ship or that ship, how to better help your team play a game mode. The community is bar none the best resource that you can go to. And the community is a part of every single one of those resources that I've mentioned, or Hella has mentioned. The WoW's community is one of the better ones of any community that I've been a part of, and it is a very helpful and knowledgeable community that I enjoy being a part of.
Yeah, no, if you're out there, you know, if you're a student of the game, there is teachers of the games that are out. For example, when I wanted to, you know, improve, I had a little bit of a hard time with general gameplay and I kind of felt stagnant. And when I wanted to improve overall, I discovered and was intrigued by a certain player's gameplay. And that was Goldpile. and he, you know, he became kind of like a mentorish and has helped me like understand a lot of early on when I was a newer player, some of the game mechanics and reading the other ships and how the other players, you know, play and how you want them to respond to your play and some in-depth tactics. And I'd say, you know, look out there, you know, there's a lot of good players. There's a lot of, you know, there's a community for you to reach out to. And there's a lot of avenues that you can acquire information. You can acquire a mentor. You can acquire guides and, you know, where, you know, if you're a visual person or, you know, you like watching or you like reading or you like listening, there is a lot of those resources out there.
Mm-hmm. From everything we've mentioned, forums to Reddit to videos to even online Discord communities. There are plenty of those related to warships too. All out there are just plenty of the beginning WoW player is saturated with excellent resources to learn about the game, explore it, and have people to take them under their wing and teach them. You're not spoilt for choice when you arrive to the game and wish to learn about it.
Absolutely. And I mean, we could go on forever and over, like some of the YouTubers that I like to watch, Euro, Flamu, Nozu for you. It's just, there's so many, you know, Twitch streamers, Eru, Cat on board. And, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, Lord Zath, like we mentioned before, and the list could go on and on and on. And if a person wanted to, you know, learn the game, get better at the game, become a student of the game, there's no excuse for them not to. There's no excuse for them and say, there's not resources out there. There's no way for me to better myself.
And I believe with that, that is the end of this episode.
Yes. Make sure, you know, if you have any questions or if you have any comments, if you have anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We can be found pretty much everywhere. You can PM us in-game. You can PM us on the NA forums. You can PM us on Reddit. And we'll be more than willing to help you to, you know, with resources and get you in touch with people and you know, kind of help you out with anything if you need from us.
Mm-hmm. I'm available to be PM'd on forums, on game, Discord, wherever you find me, I'm available to help whenever people require it. And with that, thank you for listening with us. I've been Doomlock.
And I'm Hella. And we'll catch you guys later.
See ya.